Dreamscape presents Deaf and the Lit Chick by G.M. Mallier. Narrated by Davina Porter. Author's note. If you are familiar with Edinburgh and its surrounds, you may think you recognise Dalhousie Castle as the setting for this novel. While the stunning Dalhousie does exist and shares certain features with my fictional Dalmorton Castle, it has not for centuries been, to the best of my knowledge, the scene of any murders. I have likewise altered many of Dalhousie's striking architectural features and its layout to suit my purposes. The staff and guests of Dalmorton Castle live entirely in my imagination. Cast of characters. Kimberly Calder, young, beautiful, and undisputed queen of the chick-lit genre, she courted trouble wherever she went. Jay Ford, a literary agent, Jay wanted to acquire Kimberly as a hot new property. A property that might prove too hot to handle. Laurie, Jay's assistant. Ninette Thompson, like Jay Ford, a literary agent. Her client Kimberly's success paid the bills. Kimberly's defection to Jay would not fill the bill for Ninette. Winston Chatley, a craggy writer of dark, brooding thrillers, but the thrill was gone. The anguished author was plagued with writer's block. Mrs. Joan Elksworthy, an expat transplanted to New Mexico in the United States, where she wrote mysteries set in Scotland. Like many others, she was baffled and chagrined by Kimberly's success, and more than a little jealous.